from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The top-ranked show in the city.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
Ground ball. One big hop to Bregman. Takes his time, throws a strike. Astros with an 8-game winning streak. Win 8 in a row on this road trip. Josh Hader, a 2-inning victory in this 2-1 extra inning game where the Astros had a total of 2 hits tonight.
Well, Astros won today.
That is crazy. 2 hits. I do want to.
You don't win many of those.
No, you don't win any of them. It's extras. you just don't. Not 2 hits. Yeah. I do want to. We're watching this Little League World Series real quick, and we'll get to the Astros. But something's got to be done with this kid. They got a pitcher on the mound here, and it is. I would say we've sat here. Clint, what, we've watched 15 pitches?
Yes.
Tyler, 13 of the 15 pitches, his hat falls off his head every time he throws a pitch.
Like Jake Myers running the bases
with
his helmet?
Watch. Every time he's got to get up.
What is going
on? He's getting launched, too. Every time he throws a pitch, it's his hat falls off.
I haven't looked up at the TV until you just told me this, but this is the very first pitch I saw. What is he doing?
It's every time.
He's
give it to
shelled
Clint.
At this point.
He's getting shelled at this point.
He's throwing his hat off his head.
This guy can't. I mean,
it's too big for him. You can tell it's too boxy.
Yes, it's stupid. Like, I don't.
Someone get him a smaller hat.
I don't know how. I don't know how the coaching staff or anybody has not walked out there and said, hey, man, you're going to have to wear Tommy's hat. Or, like, we're going to do something else. It has fallen off every single time he pitches.
Our ride home from the ballpark tonight would be totally different. I'm not worried about you getting shelled, son. This is Little League World Series, man. These are really good. But you out picking up that damn hat 13 out of 15 pitches is absolutely.
I feel like you're gonna get shelled too because you can't fully focus. Your hat's falling off every.
What if he's got a? What if somebody? I would try a bunt to see if he trips over that hat. There it is on the ground.
He probably wouldn't see the bunt. He'd be looking down trying to pick his hat up.
I mean, he's picking the hat up every time before the catcher throws the ball back.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It is becoming his thing. It's
get up.
I'm serious. This is
hat.
15 of 17 times. There it is again. Oh, ain't caught it. He tagged out his hat. He's not even putting the damn thing on. No, I think it fits.
If the manager of this Little League team does not get his kid a new lid in between this inning, he is not looking out for his
kids. Well, he needs to at least pull it down, right? If it's not, even if found a new one,
jam it on there.
Just pull it down. I mean, that's
I just want to walk into and say, son, you just did 18 squats.
You wouldn't have given up three runs if your hat was right, son.
I mean, my goodness alive, man. I'm glad he got out of that inning, but my God, that thing fell. I mean, that hat is just dirty. Just dirty for
messing
no,
up a good hat.
A
for
good
no
hat, man. A good hat. Boy, you ain't lying. All right.
The baseball talk is brought to you by T-Mobile.
That sure is. Multiple baseball talks right there. Baseball hat talk. Oh, I'm sorry, cap. Baseball cap talk. I didn't even feel right when I said that. But back to it. Players whose hats stayed on their heads while they all played. The Astros, they went eight straight last night. As Tyler said, two hits. They scored two runs. They went in extras. And we've talked about them. Mauricio Dubon, he just seems to have a knack, and he has shown it for now 2 years that he has a knack to come up with big hits. And you see this in a lot of different sports, Clint. But he clearly, like, when he gets in these situations with runners on base, something, his focus level changes or something, because his success level is so high. And it could be he's not playing in a couple of days, he's not getting at bats, but he seems to focus and always give you at the very least good at bats and comes through more times than not.
I think that's the key. Like one of my favorite things about Mauricio Dubon is the clutch factor, like the clutch factor and the quality at bat. It just seems, I don't know what the advanced stats say, I'm just when I'm watching it, just has he swung the bat well recently? No, it's not been pretty, it's not been good. But he's still getting quality at bats. I mean, he's still a guy that goes up there and very rarely, if ever, do we watch three pitches and go, what in the hell was that? What was he swinging at? What was he watching? What was he thinking?
Especially in those moments.
Yeah, you just as a fan, you don't see that very often, and then you get to that clutch aspect of it. And I've got as much in terms of moving runners, getting a good quality at bat. I've got as much trust and confidence in Dubon as damn near anybody in the lineup.
In those moments, he just seems to have a knack.
Yeah,
he just.
Now, I mean, he's obviously not the.
I would say Jordan, but I mean,
well, Bregman. There's several of them that are better. I'm saying, he's not going to be able to do what those guys do, but I'm just talking about confidence of getting a good quality at bat and giving us a chance.
I certainly feel good if he's at the plate in those situations.
Right. Yeah. Like Bregman always talks about is just, you know, give the next hitter a chance. Like, I'm not talking about the power of Jordan or the heater that Bregman's on right now. Just the thought of get the next guy to the plate and give him a chance. Dubon, I'm as confident as Dubon typically in those situations as anybody.
Yeah. Mauricio Dubon coming up with a big hit, and then Hader coming up and having to go two innings to get that save yesterday. And the other news there, we talked about this going into yesterday's game, hoping to see Ronel Blanco kind of have a bounce back. And he was well on his way, six innings, two hits, no earned runs, four strikeouts, and no walks. But he did have to leave the game as he got hit with an index finger. And he said it was a scary situation. He thought he was going to get hit in the face, got his hand up, got out of the way. X-rays were negative. Here's Joe Espada talking about what happened with Ronel Blanco with his with that line drive comeback that ultimately had him leave the game.
So that ball hit him like in the index finger, and when he came in, sore, kind of lost some feel to it, kind of numbed. So I thought that was, you know, best time just to take him out of the game. He did get some X-rays, came out negative. He's good to go, you know. So a bit sore, but you know, he threw the ball really well.
You're not going to get me with "you're good to go." And
ain't that simple, huh?
And he's okay. We'll see. Hopefully he doesn't have to miss a start. He had to come out of the game. We've heard X-rays have been negative before, and doesn't mean they come right out and play. I will just say hopefully he can stay in, because I'm not real sure where they go. Where they go in terms of starter if he has to come out. old Jakester's gone. I don't know where they go. Hopefully Verlander's maybe ready after his last rehab start. Hopefully that doesn't have to happen and he can go. But he looked like the early Ronel Blanco from the season, the first half, where I felt like he had an argument to be an all-star, and he was the absolute MVP of the first half. So it was good to see him get back there before he got hit in the hand.
Yeah, he was on his way. What do you have, six innings and 70-some-odd pitches, high 70s?
Yeah, he looked like he was
going to get you seven or eight. Yeah, so, I would say he was in he was in good form last night until that little bit of an injury. Hopefully it's not a setback.
Yeah, hopefully it isn't. So Astros continue. They're off today. And by the way, if you're just joining, the Mariners, they lose 2-1 again today to the Tigers. So that lead now is increased to 3 games. They're up 3 games, season high 3 games in the division over the Seattle Mariners with them losing today. So on an off day, they've picked up a half a game.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, the Texans had their final practice before they play Saturday, a little walkthrough action today. And D'Amico Ryan said no set amount of time, Clint, on how long the starters will play in this third preseason game. We'll see how it goes. I know for you, you were thinking this may be one. Based off what you're seeing at practice, maybe some of the stuff that's happening with Davis Mills, you feel like this is, what, at least a quarter?
I think it's a half.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Ryan, I mean, the intensity has picked up significantly at practice. C.J. Stroud is getting a ton of run. All the starters are getting a ton of run at practice. It's no longer, hey, let's do team. Let's go the ones, the twos, and then the threes, and let's move on to the next drill. I mean, there were four team periods, and within those periods, it's usually CJ, Case, CJ, Boyd. Boyle. So, it's like CJ's getting double the reps per period than anybody else and what he's been getting. So, it just seems like they're ramping this thing up to go out there and play a significant amount of football.
That leads you to believe they probably won't play the final one against the Rams.
Yeah, I don't think they'll touch a field in the final one. I don't think
they'll have joint practice with the Rams all that week, and then you can see if they play a half. I'm with you. If they play a half coming up on Saturday, I think that's the last we see them.
Well, yeah, now and two, I think it's unless they just want to go in and say, hey, we want to go through the motions of a halftime communication and adjustments with the starters and play them one, which is what I would do. That's what I would like to see them do that. But there's a good chance if they go out there and with C.J. Stroud running the show, there's a really good chance they're probably going to look pretty damn good at least a one or two drives. If D'Amico gets what he wants out of them and they go out there and they have a couple of really impressive drives and they're moving the ball well, then maybe he'll call the dogs off. But I don't think the entire first half of this football game is out of question.
Yeah. All right, here are the guys who didn't practice today, and I think we probably could be safe to say these guys aren't going to play on Saturday. Jeff Okuda hadn't practiced all week. I would imagine he's out. Noah Brown hasn't practiced in 2 weeks. I imagine he's out. Tegan Quatoriano, Charlie Heck, the same thing. Christian Harris is definitely going to be out. Ben Skoranek hasn't practiced all week. Will Anderson, this is 2 weeks. He hasn't practiced. Danico Autry, not sure what's going on there, but he hasn't been practicing for a couple of weeks. Tim Settle, the same. Andrew Beck and MJ Stewart. MJ Stewart's kind of new to the list. He hasn't been on the list here of late. But if you're not practicing, this is basically a Friday practice. And usually people who don't practice on Friday don't play on Sunday's game. So this is, being that it is Thursday, it is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Pretty clear these guys probably aren't going to go on Saturday.
Yeah, and I'm from that list again. Jeff Okuda is one you would like to see. To me, the Ben Skoranek is one that I would like to see a little bit more of. He's a guy that has a real chance of making this team. And then one we haven't seen much of really all year, Andrew Beck, because of some different injuries. It's interesting
his
how
spot, huh?
You know his spot. Like what does that look like? I mean, if Brevin Jordan isn't going to be that hybrid fullback, tight end, H-back type guy, and you are going to depend on that fullback, I don't know that Andrew Beck has a whole hell of a lot of competition, if we're being honest. But I would like to see him some. I'd like to see what that looks like a little bit.
Yeah, Tim Settle and Noah Brown also jumped to me, guys that you'd like to see. I mean, these guys haven't played preseason games yet, and this is the third one. It looks like they're going to miss.
Big three at three. Number three.
All right, a trade that happened at the very end of our show. We talked about this, or we just announced it right before we went off the air. But the Patriots, they trade Pro Bowl pass rusher Matthew Judon to the Atlanta Falcons. The New England Patriots are trading their edge rusher for a 2025 third-round pick. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, this was interesting, fellas, said this to say, while the Bears were heavily involved in Matt Judon trade talks, the Texans also showed some interest, I'm told. The Patriots had a healthy market for him, ultimately leading to trading him to the Atlanta Falcons. The Texans being involved on an outside, he would be in a 4-3, a defensive end pass rusher, is interesting to me. And not just a pass rusher. Matthew Judon is a well-paid defensive end, yeah, that, you know, outside linebacker, defensive end. And, like, right now is better than Will Anderson. Like, flat out, right now, today, is better than Will Anderson. I found that very, very interesting that they were checking in on that. And D'Amico said they're just looking for good football players. I get that, and hell, I guess, man, you're pushing all your chips to the table, but that would have been interesting if that was something they were seriously trying to make happen.
Yeah, this is Josh Hader. You're signing Josh Hader, and you've already got Ryan Presley and Brian Abreu type stuff. And I forget about getting into the comps with the players. To me, I just love it because I think it's very telling, regardless of to what extent Jeremy Fowler's talking about the Texans being involved. I don't care when it was. I don't care to what extent it was. It just makes it very obvious to all of us as fans, like, hey, these cats are making, like, championship win now moves, and yeah, pushing all the chips to the middle of the table. And that's all we can ask as a fan base. That's all we can ask of from our organization is we want to be in that spot. We're in the playoffs. We feel like we've got a good enough team to make a ton of noise, if not get there. And the front office is still flipping stones of every high caliber, championship caliber, pelts on the wall type of players that come available. That's all we could ask. So I love the statement it makes.
Yeah, I'd just be interested to have with the thinking of having, obviously, Daniil Hunter, Will Anderson, Danico Autry, and Matthew Judon. Like that, those are four starting ends that you would have. So what I do like when I hear this, it makes me think if they would be in on a Matthew Judon, if there is a defensive tackle that could be in this, I don't know, Jonathan Allen with Washington or something, like it at least jumps to say, hey, they are willing to check in on something like that. Because he's making good money. So maybe the end thing would be overkill, like you said. But but inside, there's some spots, or maybe there's a linebacker out there that they may feel they need to attack.
Boy, I could get good and excited about this defense if that would happen.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of a player, now some people's dream, John Lopez, and some of you, I've seen some of you talking about it on YouTube and Twitch and the text line, of a certain player is over. We'll give you the latest. A player that many people had, I don't know if the Texans connected it, but I think a lot of Texans fans connected him to the Texans. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, some news coming across. Hey, let me tell you what. Clint, I'll give it to you. You said, when we had the conversation a couple of weeks ago, the topic a couple of weeks ago, like what team out there do you look and think, hey, they could maybe pull off what the Texans did last year? They could pull kind of a thing with the Texans, kind of a surprise. You said the Falcons.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would be quite as much of a surprise as the Texans, but I get what you're saying. But damn it, they sure as hell trying to add to this sucker. We just finished up talking about Matthew Judon being traded there from the New England Patriots, and that's a big time pass rusher right now, a Pro Bowler. They then go and get another Pro Bowler, a safety, one that many of you had wishful thoughts about coming here to Houston, and that is Justin Simmons. He is off the market somewhere. Somewhere John Lopez is pissed because he was coveting that guy. But two-time Pro Bowl safety Justin Simmons, formerly of the Denver Broncos, has signed a one-year deal for $8 million. $8 million, which feels doable. $8 million to go with the Atlanta Falcons. So they bring in two former Pro Bowlers at different areas of the defense. The Atlanta Falcons are trying to get strong right there. Two guys that had some connection with the Texans.
Look here, Raheem Morris said, I ain't coming in here and tearing nothing down. I'm not coming I'm not going to sit here for 2 or 3 years and be a good soldier and do what the owner wants and tear this thing down and no matter what happens, think I'm my job.
Last time he didn't get one.
That's right. He was an interim, wasn't he?
No, he got hired, I believe, with Tampa, and then they got it. They got his ass.
Oh, in Tampa. In Atlanta. This is his second round. He was an interim in Atlanta, wasn't he?
Yeah, I feel like he was 1 year somewhere where he did get hired.
Tampa. That may be right.
Tampa, I think, is where he was 1 year, and they got him up out of there. He said, no, baby, we go.
Hey, this
get this thing.
This is a win now league. We're gonna get me
Kurt,
some dudes.
We're gonna get Penix. We're gonna get everybody in this bad boy. So yeah, man, it was that's a hell of a move right there. And again, to me, Texans fans, in my opinion, yes, I think Justin Simmons obviously was a good player. Someone texts in, there goes the dream of Simmons. A good player, like I'm telling you, Texans are good. Texans are good, yeah. and I think they're good, and I can tell you damn sure, sitting there with D'Amico, listening to Matt Burke as well, who I owe an apology later on, listening to Matt Burke, like, they truly believe they're fine. Because 041, Caden Bullock, they love him, and for good reason. As D'Amico said with us yesterday, he in some way makes a play and shows his range every single day. And I think they're fine. I would not have wanted Justin Simmons here to potentially block him to get on the field.
Yeah,
I don't think
you need him. I think they love the guys they have between Eric Murray and Jimmy Ward and as you said, Caleb Bullock. I think they love the guys they got, man. I think as long as everybody can stay healthy, I think they're fine with where they're at, Ron. There is zero doubt. By the way, can I say how thankful I am to finally be at a spot with the organization and have a head coach that's okay? He has no problem showing a little excitement about some young cats. I mean, I love, like, last year it was, you know, we expect our rookies to know what the hell's going on. You ain't rookies no more once camp starts. Come on, let's ride. But this year it seems like almost more, he'll even talk more specifically about an individual instead of just the whole rookie class. It's refreshing to have a guy be able to do that.
And he's confident in it.
And he's very confident in them. 14-41, ain't no doubt about that. He's confident in them too now.
Confident in them and confident in himself. Bobby Slowick spoke yesterday, and he made a comment about kind of the chemistry between C.J. Stroud and what looks like his number one receiver, Stephon Diggs. I found interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's been growing since Steph got here. You know, the amount of time those two have put in together with no one else around, no one watching, no video cameras, filming for coaches, you know, you guys not here. Like, they're making sure they're putting the work in. And, you know, we've known that, and we see it a lot of times before it comes to fruition in practice and in team periods. You can see it in routes on air. You can see how they talk, how they converse in between plays. Like, it's been coming. So it was fun to see today that they connected as many times as they did.
I got to say, man, you know, I think CJ has potential, multiple potential, as I like to call them, superpowers.
God bless, brother.
Obviously, his accuracy is right there with it, wanting to put the ball where he wants it. What's he call himself? A ball placement specialist.
Yep.
That was shown on display all season last year. But I think also, and potentially one of his superpowers is his ability to develop, like, really great chemistry with receivers in a short period of time. Like, him and Tank, I would say what we've seen so far may have the best. There were moments last year where they seemed to know what each other was doing. Like, they played together as long as Mahomes and Kelsey had, or as long as Gronk and Brady had, where they would just know where he's going to be. But then you look at it, if you remember the play against the Colts in the play, or which was almost like a playoff game, the last game of the season, my man rolling out, throwing the ball up in the air, and we're like, who the hell is he throwing that to? And then here comes Nico Collins out of nowhere, and you could see the chemistry they had. And now they haven't played a game yet, a real game in the NFL yet, and you're hearing it from Bobby Slowick about him and Diggs, and we're seeing it in practice. And you can probably speak to this better than I can, obviously, playing the position at the highest level. That doesn't seem like that's always that easy to just be able to develop that type of chemistry with receivers that quickly.
No, there's nothing easy about it. But when you get a veteran receiver that's seen and done it all and understands, like, it doesn't matter how talented I am. Like, if I don't have my quarterback in my corner, if I don't have great chemistry, then I'm gonna fall short of my ceiling. And so. You've got to, I think both guys have a clear understanding of we are going to work until we get it, right? There's no, and it goes back to the way that Diggs, we're talking about, he sat one practice so far?
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of commitment to creating that chemistry is how it happens so fast. Along with, you've got a guy that's mature beyond his years, obviously, with C.J. Stroud, and a guy in Diggs, who has seen it all and done it all. So,
how long did it take for you? Because I know Lucas was your guy in college, probably a little bit with Galloway in the NFL. But how long did it, especially Lucas?
It didn't take long. Now it took more than a month with that it seems like he's had with Diggs. But then you know, again, like, Luke and I literally in the offseason, I don't know what these guys do now. I'm talking about out before team activity started. Luke and I threw 4 days a week. I mean, we threw routes on air. If we could get a DB out there, we would. If we could get enough guys to do 7-on-7, we would. But Luke and I were on the field throwing 4 days a week in the offseason, and then obviously during the season every damn day. So I had tremendous chemistry with him from jump.
When I go here, this is where
It's just, we've talked about it multiple times, right? Like a lot of guys, the majority of guys run a route and it's just, man, did I catch it? Did I not? Oh man, dang it. Okay, I'm gonna go to the sideline and get some water. You know, you get a guy like Stephon Diggs and a quarterback like C.J. Stroud is, you know, and I was a lot like that, where as C.J. in a sense of like, okay, I want to talk about it right now. I don't want to wait until the end of the period. Like, I want to talk about it right now and get it all figured out, learn from it, and move on. A lot of times, hell, I would annoy the hell out of people because they ain't trying to do all that. They just want to go play football. They want to play Sandlot, right? But you got two guys in C.J. Stroud and Diggs who completely get it. That their level of success is completely dependent on each other, and they're going to put that time in. There's to your point exactly what you're bringing up. You can correlate specifically to Stephon Diggs sitting. What have they had 17 practices now, and he's missed one.
Yeah,
that's how you get it done right there.
All right, coming up, Tyler's turd list. We do it every week at this time. Tyler's turd list.
Turds are back.
The turds are back. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, coming up in just a bit, Tyler's turd list. That ought to be entertaining. This should be on the list if I had my turd list. The word on the street is Taco Bell is putting a burger on the menu.
Ugh.
And I'm out.
What?
Yeah, they should be doing that. I'm out.
I will. Honest to God, I'll protest.
Why?
I won't go. I will not go.
Why?
And that will be tough.
The Bell needs to stay in their lane, man.
Yeah, you got, like, come on, man. And honest to God,
is that what that picture of it been in a rundown the last couple days?
Yeah, that burger. You see it?
Look like a sloppy Joe.
That's what it looks like. It looks like a sloppy Joe. So they're taking the ground beef that they use in all their tacos and their wonderful Nacho Bell Grande.
They
put the shredded tea, but they got a bun. I'm out, man.
I could try it. I could get good. Next time I get drunk, I damn sure could try.
No. Go to Jack in the Box. Go to.
I mean, I've been there.
Go to McDonald's.
That.
Go get it. There should be a handshake agreement that Taco Bell stays away from these burgers and these other places too. Like, I've done it. I protested and quit Burger King when they tried to bring them hot dogs. You remember Burger King brought them hot dogs?
Oh, I do not remember that.
Oh,
what?
Oh, my God. Yes, they brought them hot dogs on that damn menu, and I stopped it. And it was tough because I love a good croissant. That little croissant which that they have at breakfast, and give me a good Whopper with bacon on it. That's a big one. And I'll quit it. I will. Nothing better than a Nacho Bell Grande. No sour cream.
I must have missed the hot dog thing at Burger King because that's pretty odd.
Oh, it pissed me off.
That's
they
right.
They had them hot dogs.
Yeah, I missed it too.
They had hot dogs. They had some Cheetos thing they was doing there. It was just me smooth off them damn Burger King hot dogs.
You'll try that Taco Bell burger.
I'm not. No, I will quit. I'm serious. I'll quit Taco Bell.
I mean, that don't even pique your interest?
No,
hold
not
on,
at all.
Joe.
Tyler, unless you neither?
Seeing it. The beefy, whatever.
Nah.
No,
because there's so many good burgers at other spots.
No,
I can taste their ground beef right now. It's good.
Don't do burger. No, make you. Yeah, stick with your quesadilla.
Beefy five layer.
Yeah, five. Burrito.
Soft taco.
Yeah, do your thing. Nacho Bell Grande, do your thing. You ain't got the
cinnamon twist.
There should not be buns in that place.
Except for, you know, our buns. We got to bring them in there when
there
we
should
want
to not eat. Be edible buns. Nope, they don't work either. There should not be. There should not be hamburger buns edible. In that edible hamburger buns in that building. It should. I'm out. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I think you get horny one time and try it.
Nah.
I think it's going to be. It's clearly been on your mind. You've had it. You've had to picture that damn burger for about 3 days.
If Courtney tried to pull that beautiful 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe up into that, I would get out and I'd get out and I'd leave.
Well, she needs to let you get you a good. I don't know, man. What's the drink you and Tyler like to drink?
Old fashioned.
Get you a good about 3-4 old fashions in. And, should bring it up on the countertop.
I haven't had this place a lot, but I'm not afraid to switch to. What is it, Taco Cabana?
Taco C's good.
There was a time in Dallas where I could enjoy a good late night at Taco Cabana.
There was a time in College Station, Texas, where I spent many a night at Taco C after a Northgate trip.
Hot dogs?
I don't.
No, I missed it.
I've never done a whole lot of fast food.
Were they flame grilled like the burgers?
No, they look pathetic. I couldn't believe I
sad wieners.
I remember trying to get my I remember trying to get my croissant witch in the morning and just seeing that sitting on that menu. I said, "What in the hell are they doing?" Who got in here just trying to? There it is. It is right there, baby.
Yeah, I never had that. Classic grilled hot dog. Yeah,
I'm good on that, man. Good on that thing. I'm out on that.
I'm going to tell you, those the biscuits at like all the fast food restaurants, whether you're talking about a croissant or you're talking about the biscuits or you're talking, like, it doesn't matter, the fast food breakfast, their breads are tremendous.
Where?
All of them. Just the bread, like the all the different ones at McDonald's, or I forgot how good they were. I told you last time I was up in Northwest Arkansas, I grabbed a bunch with just the kids were all there. So I grabbed a bunch of them when I got up that morning. First time I've had McDonald's breakfast in a long time. Man, that stuff was good. Every one of them was good. The biscuit, the McGriddle, the all of it, man.
I DoorDashed that McDonald's breakfast whenever I was hungover that morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ate it in bed.
You can be more specific than that.
Yeah. That, Tyler's turd list.
You gotta know what I'm talking
about.
That
morning.
You're lucky you don't land on the turd list for that one, Clint.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Full podium on a Thursday. Tyler's Turds of the Week. Bronze medal this week. We've had a few of our team members at Sports Radio 610 land on the turd list. Doesn't happen often, but it's happened a few times. That's about to happen again, people. Bronze medal, the bronze turd medal today is going to go to two fellas. It's a tie for third between our own Chris Santiago and the dude who's the best at what he do, Figgy Fig.
They're on the turd list?
Yes, right? Because I love Santiago and Figgy Fig, man. They're two of the nicest people in this entire office. We're all excited about college football. Y'all know I'm crazy about the Aggies, Texas A&M. Pumped for the return of college football. But I'm listening in the loop on Wednesday, yesterday, and all of a sudden I hear a drive-by out of nowhere from Figgy and Santiago about my beloved Aggies. Listen to this.
For some reason, I just hate Ole Miss. Do you have one of those?
I'm going to piss you off so much, man.
A&M?
Yes.
Why?
Man.
I'm right there with you, Figgy.
Why?
And see, this is the thing. Like, when I moved down here, like, I had no horse in the fight. I ain't know nobody from A&M and all that. I had no issue. But it seemed like whenever football season come around and they kind of act like a little bit of Cowboy fans a little bit. Like, oh, yep, this is our year.
Yeah, but it is. This time, man, I really mean it.
See? See, that's what I'm talking about, man. And then it just seemed,
they support the squad better than anybody.
Yeah. It seemed like that's kind of cool, but I feel like I need an Aggie ring to even be a part of Texas A&M.
No, that's not true.
I feel like if I walked in here with an Aggie shirt on, everybody going to be like, what class? Just a regular fan.
Mine's going to be same thing as Figgy the Aggies.
Oh, and come on.
I'm sorry, man. It's just not you or Team Up, but like there's some annoying Aggie fans.
Aggie ring, baby.
So there's some annoying Aggie fans. They were talking, if you couldn't pick up on it there, they were talking about fan bases, sports fan bases that they can't stand. Somehow Santiago and Figgy Fig land on Texas A&M's fans, even though Santiago said, Lopez, T-Mill, it's not y'all. Man. The two guys you work with every day, you see people at work more than you do your own family. We're the Aggies in your life, and you're still saying the maroon and white are the most annoying fan base? That hurt?
Does that surprise you?
Yes.
I wouldn't say annoy. I think a little delusional, but
I would accept that a lot more.
Well, you as an Aggie, like you've got like the.
I talk about how we sucked over and over.
But you're not that part of it. I'm just talking about the annoying Aggie fan base. Like if you talk about annoying fan bases, y'all are going to be in the top five, like nationally.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, right,
that,
wrong.
I'm being genuine. That shocks me.
Absolutely. Right. Definitely in this state, but right, wrong, or indifferent, like across the country. That's a good, actually a good thing. Like, because it's haters on your tradition.
Yeah. And you know, I'm good with it, but that is surprising. But Santiago and Figgy Fig, fellow teammates here at Sports Radio 610. Sorry, fellas. Y'all get the bronze medal. Silver medal real quick. They have been on the podium for the turds frequently. It is those bitches in the Bronx, the New York Yankees, the Pinstripes, grabbing yet another medal. It's like the Olympics, man. I need to add up all the medals that the Yankees have won this year because they are dominating. Yankees get the silver medal this week because those Yankees, those Those amazing Yankees, that offense, those bats that could be historical, this team that could really return the Yankee way in 2024, guess who they lost to on Monday? One of the worst professional sports squads we have seen in history. The Chicago White Sox. And the Yankees didn't just lose to Chicago, people.
Tyler, the Astros better not lose to the White Sox over the next 3 days.
Oh, but the Yanks didn't just lose to this horrendous squad called the White Sox. They got destroyed and assing by the Chi-Town White Sox. The Yankees lost 12-2 on Monday. They get the silver medal. Congratulations. I'm sure you'll win more.
I swear to God, I look forward to... I really look forward to the ridiculous reasons that Tyler put the Yankees.
My mind works differently.
Or
than
the Rangers on the turn list. he put the Yankees on a turn list for losing.
They're one of the inspirations, man. I mean, when you're in the area code of the Bronx, you just almost naturally have turdish behavior associated with
it. He put a Ranger on there last week for hitting the game-winning
home. Game-winning bomb.
Sorry, Arlington. Sorry, New York. No, I'm not. Y'all are a bunch of bitches in the Bronx. You get the silver medal. Gold medal! A golden turd. You're watching with us on YouTube and Twitch. I got the golden trophy, the golden turd trophy. Gold medal this week is going to go to Machine Gun Kelly, otherwise known as MGK. Take a listen to this. This happened earlier in the week at a Cleveland Guardians game as MGK was throwing out the first pitch.
Prior to the game, Machine Gun Kelly threw out the ceremonial first pitch. A little different style.
Boater told him to do it, I promise.
Just a bit outside. Oh no.
Did she get it?
Eventually, I think she did. He autographed that ball before he threw it up into the crowd.
Was it that bad? I didn't see it.
Obviously, we are an audio medium. If you couldn't tell there, MGK goes to do the first pitch at this Guardians game. He immediately pivots 90 degrees to his left, walks some steps off the mound, and he fires the baseball into the stands. Not a first pitch at all. Did not pitch it towards the plate.
Oh, in the stands.
Fired the ball into the stands, into the fans at the Guardians game. Yes.
Oh, that's smart.
Now, first of all, I think that's just dumb and stupid. And why? Like, that's you're there for a first pitch, not to provide a fan a gift. But what you may not have known is he took a lady out. Throwing that ball into the stands.
Somebody got injured?
This middle-aged lady, I don't know what her status is right now, but this middle-aged lady, the ball comes soaring into the stand and she goes down.
He didn't throw it like a fly ball.
He threw it pretty good, but he had some elevation on it. But it hits this poor lady just trying to watch a Guardians game. She probably doesn't give a crap about MGK or Machine Gun Kelly and his music. And he knocks this lady down, embarrasses her. If you're there for a first pitch, MGK, throw a first pitch.
Yeah,
Don't fire one into the stand.
Yeah, you got to at least stay within the realm of pitching.
Well, I'm thinking in his mind was like, I ain't going to get embarrassed here. I'm just going to heave it into the stands. Yeah,
I can't miss if I throw it in the stands.
Yeah.
I can't have an embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
That's the gold.
Did he have to throw it over the...
Yeah, the netting.
He had to throw it over the netting. I mean, that's a hell of a throw for the mound.
That's your turds of the week, boys. Y'all have any honorable mentions?
Real quick, I'll give one. Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. If you missed it, please go and seek it out during the break. He has already allowed Jameis Winston to potentially be the leader of the entire team. Their first preseason game, Jameis Winston was in the middle.
Water has no soul
for the team, and he let it go. Come on, where my dogs at?
Oh, they're one with water.
I mean, he let it go. He gave the full pregame speech and celebration in the middle game one. For the Browns. Kevin Stefanski has already allowed
him. They'll be sub 500 this year.
I love him.
And they are all following him. Come on, five! They're all following
him. You see his teammates in the background, they're like smiling and laughing at him.
No, they ain't laughing at him.
They're laughing at him.
No, they're laughing at him.
Absolutely. Right. You can't not laugh at
him. There's 26 of them who wouldn't.
There's no way there's 26 of them that find that entertaining.
Come on, five! They right with him the whole way. He said, I'm going to spell out Browns.
I saw it.
Now that's a B.
What you got coming up?
All right, the running back situation in Houston. We know who the top dog is. But is Cam Akers chomping at the heels of Damian Pierce? I know a lot of the fans out there would like to see it. Well, the offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick, he spoke about Cam Akers. I think the head coach spoke about Cam Akers. We'll cuss and discuss the running back position and what Cam Akers is up to and if he's climbing the charts or not. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.